one of these days, you're going to die laughing.
That's right. I have missed Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, and all these weeks of me being wherever the heck I was. Rafer Guzman, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, John. Thank you.
It's Friday. Talk about movies. Ghost in the Shell. I've seen the trailer about three or four times. It looks like the $6 million man / Scarlett Johansson upgrade.
That's right.
What could possibly be wrong with that?
Yeah, well, she plays a major. She's a futuristic cop. She is basically a human brain that has been transplanted into a robot body. She's hunting terrorists in kind of a Tokyo-esque city in the future.
I loved her in Lucy. We'll have to see here.
I have to do a deep dive. I have to get inside her memory.
Consent required for data download.
I give my consent.
What'd you think?
Well, I'm going to start with the big controversy over this, which is whether or not this is another case of whitewashing. Ghost in the Shell was originally a manga, an anime film from 1995. And so there's been a lot of talk about whether or not this is a case of a white actress taking what should be an Asian role. I'm going to have to say, yes, it is. The charge sticks here. I don't want to spoil too much about the backstory of the character, but when you see it, it's very clear there's no reason that this couldn't have gone to an Asian actress. And, you know, I guess the other thing I would say is, you know, political incorrectness aside, that's the least of this movie's problems.
Oh, really?
It is just a computer-generated mess. It's cluttered with all kinds of effects. The action is really, I think, very mundane. There's no real soul or anything really interesting in this story. I was never a big fan of the anime. It always just struck me as kind of a Blade Runner ripoff, and this one seems pretty much the same to me.
All right, the movie number two, The Boss Baby, with our good friend Alec Baldwin. Let's hear a clip.
Who are you?
Let's just say I'm the boss.
The boss? You're a baby. You wear a diaper.
You know who else wears diapers? Astronauts and NASCAR drivers, that's who. Gold efficiency, Templeton. The average toddler spends, what, 45 hours a year on the potty? I'm the boss. I don't have that kind of spare time.
Is this an Alec Baldwin fantasy movie? Is this something he's always envisioned for himself? How does this work? It's animated, of course.
It's animated, yes. He's playing a little infant. He's the new arrival to a family. That's his brother you hear there, trying to figure out who this demanding, bossy infant is. You know, I think a lot of people were hoping this would be another great case, another great way for Alec Baldwin to do a version of his Donald Trump impersonation and playing the domineering, bullying CEO yet again.
Bruce Willis did something like this a decade ago.
Right. You're thinking of more than that. You're thinking of Look Who's Talking.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And so it is pretty funny to hear Alec Baldwin's voice coming out of the mouth of a little infant. But I would say this. The Boss Baby was originally a picture book for children. And I think when you stretch that over the course of a 90-minute film, you're really stretching the material way too thin. It just doesn't work. The character, I can't go into the complexities of the story here.
Because there are none.
Well, there are almost too many to even count. But it just doesn't work as a movie. Even though I do think that Alec Baldwin gets some good zingers in here and there.
All right, let's try for movie number three, The Zookeeper's Wife, Jessica Chastain, one of my favorites.
You can never tell who your enemies are or who to trust. Maybe that's why I love animals so much. You look in their eyes and you know exactly what's in their heart.
That's Jessica Chastain playing Antonina Zabinska, who was she helped run a zoo in Poland during World War II that became a hiding place for Jews. True story. The movie's a little too tidy for my taste, a little too glossy, a little Hollywood, but it's a really incredible story and very interesting and important, and I'm glad it's being told.
Same weaknesses as Hacksaw Ridge, just kind of too much.
I'd say it's almost too little. The movie's a little too mild-mannered for its own good, I would say. I wanted a little more drama and a little bit less sort of period costume Hollywood. But it's still a solid film.
Go Gonzaga. Rafer Guzman, you have a great weekend.
All right, you too, John.
Rafer Guzman is film critic for Newsday. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them. because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.